Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
We are sitting in a very beautiful spot.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. So good. Right here, Live City, Thrive City. And if you want to take a look at it, by the way, and don't come for the beautiful faces. Come for the beautiful backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. Maybe that doesn't excite everybody. It's the best backdrop we've ever had in the history of 95.7 The Game. I'm confident in saying that.
Apologies to the promotions team that worked so hard on our other backdrop.
Yeah, those are great, but they ain't this.
Second place.
Lord. I mean, seriously, Charles Barkley would sit in front of this. This thing looks profesh, okay?
He might actually block out the whole thing.
That's true. You won't be able to see it. But anyway, that was a fat joke.
Never.
Anyway, check it out on Twitch and YouTube. Twitch.tv/957TheGame. YouTube.com/957TheGame. It is all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And we're sitting right in the middle of Thrive City on another beautiful day with a Warrior game just hours away. And not only talking about that and thinking about and dreaming about the All-Star game, this also popped into my mind, and I know you watched on TV. Obviously, I was lucky enough to be in the arena last night. Grandy, I know you were in the arena last night. I thought of Shasky actually for a minute, and Bonte, who will be along here in a little while, because they're Jersey heads.
Yeah,
and I'm not.
And Guru too.
Guru is too. But I'm not. I'm just win the game, and if you wear fuchsia, great. Wear fuchsia.
That'd be awkward.
Yeah, but win the game.
Yep.
But I did notice those uniforms last night.
Those were sick.
They were pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Those were pretty good looking jerseys. And so I wanted to let everybody know what those were if you didn't know what they were. Because it was a commemoration sensation.
That's a buck.
There's no question about it. That was the 2024-25 classic edition. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Classic edition uniform, which pays tribute to the Warriors' Philadelphia roots, which of course is where the team spent 16 years and won a couple of NBA championships many, many years ago. So, drawing inspiration from that Philadelphia Warriors jersey, you get this one incorporating kind of a modern twist on the classic design. I think a lot of people, from what we've heard, really just loved the look, but now you know a little bit of the history about it as well. And, especially with the holidays coming, guess what? Yep, those jerseys are available to you at the Warriors Shop, located in Thrive City, or you can always do it online at shop.warriors.com.
And you should go in there and get one of those, and I was lucky enough to get one yesterday, and the one that I got turned out to be of a player who went out and dominated, so for the Warriors who are listening, the team, and the rest of the cognoscenti, if you want somebody to play well tonight, go ahead and give your boy a jersey of that player, and boom! You don't have to fade the dibber on this. I'm the good luck charm.
Can you buy a Lindy Waters jersey at Warriors Shop? Do they even make those yet?
I would imagine.
I'll go find out right now.
Go check it out. Is there a guy or a girl in the back, with stitching fast, W-A?
Right.
Who is this guy?
And what number does he wear? It's 60-something.
Well, don't do that to me. Yeah.
No, but the number that he's wearing, it's
Well, that was Pat Spencer. I think he's out there with number 60. 51.
Thank you.
Looking like an offensive guard.
But Lindy Waters is wearing a number of like, dude, like Tabor Pepper rocking 48. And like
Waters was wearing 43.
Yeah, there
43.
You go.
Trey Polamalu, 43.
There you go, 40. Wow, I can't
Some
believe
of them
you
I
pulled.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, that was from
That's
the college days.
That's a random one, yeah, 43.
Because I worked at USC for a little while.
Yeah, okay, anyway. 43. So there you go, Polamalu.
You know what? Actually, real quick.
And they had like Lindy Waters rocking 43. Patty Spencer's rocking, I think, 61.
61, yes, 61.
I mean, what
Pat
are we
Spencer,
doing?
Like, I don't want to say something inappropriate, but Pat was running around at the end of that game
yeah.
last night, and I leaned over to Christy and I go, do you think Pat Spencer's parents watch him play and look at each other and go, can you believe this dude's in the NBA? Like, if I were to
mean.
Draw someone that does not look like an NBA player, I'd draw Pat Spencer, and I'd give him number 61. But he's out there scoring buckets last night.
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
a couple
you know,
of them.
Garbage time, but
yeah,
sure.
Whatever.
The guy went 2 for 3.
Yep.
Shooting 66.7% for the year.
Let's put him in the rotation, too.
Well,
while we're expanding our rotation to a 15-man, let's do this.
I get it. It's completely impossible, but I feel what I feel, and I got to share it because that's what we do in sports radio. Like, Lindy Waters was not just somebody who last night happened to get hot and pour in 21 points. Oh, by the way, if you're a plus-minus head, he easily led the Warriors
right.
in plus-minus at plus 26. You know, for you looking at Jonathan Kuminga, you're like, the numbers were good. Plus 4.
Right.
Lindy Waters,
right.
plus 26.
And I love plus-minus and the way we weaponize it. And you've been doing it this year. It's
well,
normally my bit.
I don't weaponize it because I don't.
You just did.
No, I'm just offering it to the public. If
right.
you want to use it, use it. If you don't. I don't think it's a big deal. But here's what I'm saying about Lindy Waters. If you were really watching the game closely, or if you were in the building, I'm talking about even the moments when he didn't have the ball. Lindy had a presence. Lindy played smart. Lindy played on both ends of the floor. Lindy can shoot, and he told you after the game, like they're like, how do you stay sharp when you're not shooting? He's dude, like I wake up and I can hit a three.
Right.
Period. That's who I am. I love the moxie, the confidence. He was a calming force for all of his teammates. He made great decisions. Again, both ends of the floor. He was a general out there. You can look, if you watch enough ball, you know when you see a player. And this was a player. So I'm not saying he's going to go get what he got last night, which was 31 minutes and actually led the team in minutes. I'm not saying to do that by any stretch, because there's a guy named Curry that plays on the team most of the time. But you got to find a way to get this guy into the rotation. I don't know who it is you drop. I've got an idea. We can throw it out there in a sec.
Right.
You can go through all the names, and it's a really tough decision. Bottom line for me, this dude needs to play.
Why hasn't he played before? This is now his fourth year in the association.
I don't know.
And he played for an OKC team in 21-22 that wasn't very good and probably had room for somebody to come in and play, and yet he only played 18 and a half minutes a game, and the next year he played 13 minutes a game, and then he played 7 minutes a game, and he's been in the G League more than he's been in the real league, so I wonder why in 4 years he hasn't had a chance to really pop and stick.
Well, I mean, 18 minutes a game is not nothing. I would take
right.
that. Again, you're not
for
gonna
25 games.
Yeah, fair.
Like, of the 82.
But he
so.
Was a rookie. Like, obviously,
right.
the next year, he played in half the games. He played in 41, and I don't know his whole story. I don't know if he got hurt, or I don't know what was going on in Oklahoma City. And they've got a different situation and a different young roster that, quite frankly, might be the best one in the NBA this year. So, put that aside. And Anthony Slater and Carter and Lucas, guys, I don't know, do we have the sound clip of what Anthony Slater said this morning with regard to Lindy Waters and what the Oklahoma City organization thinks of him? Let us know if we do, because I think it would be good for our listeners to hear that back again. And he makes the case that the people around that organization have been saying, man, like it's almost like how we feel about Moses Moody, where it's like, this guy is good. He's got to find a way to get on the floor. And he comes out and we get one look at him for a lengthy period of time on one night, and I'm hooked. Like, this guy really, really impressed the heck out of me. There's no escaping the problem that it creates, though. They already right. had too many good players, and if you go name by name and try to figure out, all right, if he gets minutes, who are you taking him from? I don't know. I have a name that I can throw at you, but the first answer is there's not a good answer.
Right. What's your answer? And again, well, this is when they're healthy, because right now with no Melton and sure. no Wiggins and no Curry, and Curry won't play tonight, and I don't think that Wiggins or Melton will play tonight, so you're in the same bucket that you were last night where you've got, you know, 9 or 10 guys if you want to throw in Lindy, and Pat Spencer would be 11. You've got those bodies playing tonight, so it's not an issue tonight.
Right.
But going forward, when everybody comes back, who you taking out?
Well, there's no answer that doesn't make you sound like an idiot. I will say that. However, if you've got to come up with one, and we'll take your thoughts, if Lindy's in, then who is out, or at least who is minimized? 888-957-9570, we'll take your calls.
Hey, boys, can I jump in and tell you
yeah.
we have two Lindy Waters elements for you, and I'll let you choose which one you want.
Okay.
You can either hear the Slater sound from the morning roast, or you can go live to the Warriors team store. We have super reporter Mark Grandy live from the team store, and he can tell you if they're selling Lindy Waters jerseys.
Can we do both?
Yeah, you're damn right, man.
Yeah. Whichever
let's
way you want to go.
Let's go to Grandy first, right?
I was thinking go to Slater first,
okay.
which sets up Grandy.
Okay.
I think the Slater sets up Grandy because Slater talks about Lindy, and then we go live to a Lindy live look-in.
I'll do like Kyle Shanahan winning a toss, and I will defer. So, yeah, let's hear Anthony Slater this morning on the road.
You know, he's taller. He's probably taller than you expected, right? A lot of times these sharpshooters are smaller. Like, no, he's not a huge wing that's going to, like, physically, you know, be imposing defensively, but he's also not going to just get run over.
Mm.
And you saw that last night. He's smart. And the other thing is, like, you guys probably saw his personality at the press
podium.
Conference.
Yeah.
But he's, like, super professional. Again, that's a little bit like the Thunder factory that, you know, he comes from. It's just, like, all business. Kind of no distractions, and I think they found somebody.
Okay, so that is Anthony Slater this
yep.
morning, who has not just Warrior knowledge, but Oklahoma City knowledge. He's covered that team as well. We want to remind a few people of how the Warriors even came to have Lindy Waters in a second. But yes, let's go live all the way across the plaza, about 90 yards from us right now, where Mark Grandy is inside the Warriors shop.
Yeah, what's up, guys? So I'm here at the Warriors team store, and they got so much awesome Warriors stuff here, and the new jerseys they debuted last night inside of Chase Center, which looks so clean, and shout out to the team's Philadelphia roots. They've got, let's see, I'm looking at a GP2 jersey,
yeah.
I'm looking at a Kuminga jersey, a Wiggins jersey, a Draymond jersey, Steph Curry, and Brandon
sure.
Pajemski, all
sure.
in that edition that they debuted last night. I do not see a Lindy Waters version of that jersey.
Yeah.
You've got jerseys all over the place in the classic blue and white from a number of different players. You've got throwback to the orange and blue and white era Curry jerseys that they wore back in the day, the very beginning of Steph Curry's tenure. You go back even further to the Run TMC days. I see Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, and Mitch Richmond. You've
yeah.
got the normal Warriors jerseys, of course, for most of the players on the roster. But I do not see any Lindy Waters stuff. However, I did talk to one of the many, many awesome employees here at the Warriors team store at Thrive City, and he said you could go up to the personalization booth. It would be a personalization sensation, as you guys well know.
Andy, there you go.
And instead of putting, you know, like Grandy or Willard or Dibley on the back, you could just put a Waters on the back and make it yourself. But when he continues to play well, like you guys think he's going to, and he stays in the rotation no matter what the health is of the team, then I would imagine eventually they will have Lindy Waters stuff here for you at the Warriors team store.
That's great, Grandy. And just one follow-up at Dan Dibley here from Willard and Dibs. Did you ask them if they're going to come out with a Lindy Waters bottle?
I did not ask them, but you should trademark that. That's pretty good, Dibs.
Well,
good
and work. I see,
yeah,
see
where my, in and demand
where my mind went, especially with the departure of Klay Thompson, this is the home of the Splash Brothers, and the guy's last name is Waters.
Hello?
There's got to be something we could do with this. The Healed Waters, something, I don't know. We got to, like, we got to figure this out, Grandy.
How about a Lindy Waters gun?
I'm in.
That's pretty good, yeah.
By the way, it's my only criticism of Chase Center. They do need, you know those little guns where they shoot the T-shirts out at you?
Right, right.
They literally only go like 12 rows deep.
Right.
I'm like, those people are rich. They get to buy a shirt where you get some higher-powered guns and fire the T-shirts up to the people at the top.
Didn't know you were an NRA guy.
Well, I'm a man of the people.
When it comes to T-shirts,
yeah, I'm a man of the people. I want the people. There's Grandy. Yeah,
Grandy, great job, Grandy.
Nice job, Grandy.
All right.
Great work,
talk to you guys
dude.
In a sec.
All right. So
no on the, that's a no on the Lindy Waters gun?
No, I like it.
No, and yeah, we're in.
Not selling them yet, though.
No, but we're starting to build, I think, a whole Waters line. But the idea of a higher-powered T-shirt gun to reach the upper deck, you realize that that becomes an actual liability where if there's a misfire and you catch somebody in, like, the eighth row, they will die.
Brother.
Death by T-shirt.
Dude, the Los Angeles Clippers just built a brand-new arena where players are on a video board pretending like they're throwing a shirt in the air.
Right.
And then it actually does fly out of the top of the scoreboard to all areas of the arena. Listen, I
but this is not a high-powered T-shirt gun.
I'm just saying, do
dearly
something.
Dearly beloved, Gladys is laid to rest today. She was killed by an extra-large T-shirt.
This is the home of technology. We're in Silicon Valley, and Joe Lacob is running this place, and we got people running around on the floor
with
guns that go... And it's like, that person's a billionaire. Don't fire a shirt at them. Like, that's Mark Benioff. He doesn't need a shirt.
It's like Jimmy Garoppolo throwing T-shirts to the
crowd.
It's like
Come
a 40-yard flopping
it,
dying
get
quail.
Get it up to the guy who goes one time. Don't get it to the person that's going to be out all night at the clubs. For goodness sakes. Anyway.
Anyhow.
I'm just glad that Grandy did good work. And
great
that
work.
Lucas finally joined the show. That was a big 5 minutes for us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas.
He does have a strap on him, so the Waters gun does make sense.
Very good.
Yep.
Only some people got that. That's from Lindy's press conference last night.
Yep.
But anyway, do you remember the Lindy Waters deal? Do you remember how the Warriors acquired him?
I have no idea.
You don't remember what they gave up?
No. And you don't either,
yes,
but
I
you
do.
Looked it up.
No, I didn't remember there was a quirk to it.
You looked it up.
I knew that they gave up.
Don't try to be Captain Transaction Wire because I'm not buying it right now.
I knew they gave up the 52nd pick in the draft.
Oh, that's right.
But what
the
I
old
didn't,
52nd
but
pick.
But what I couldn't remember is because the 52nd pick in the draft was Quentin Post. And who does Quentin Post play for?
I think he plays for the Warriors.
Correct. So how in the hell did they pull that off?
Well,
explain that. Yeah. Riddle me this.
Well, because the Warriors ways, apparently.
The Warriors traded the rights to the 52nd pick in the draft, Quentin Post, to the Thunder for Lindy Waters. And now both of them are here. Explain.
Well, the Thunder probably did the Ariana Grande and said thank you next to Quentin Post, and then Post was able to come all the way back around to the Warriors, and the Warriors got Lindy Waters with the 52nd pick, and then Post didn't stick with Oklahoma City, and now he's back here.
That is an incorrect answer.
Whatever, you don't know. You probably do
know.
Go ahead,
he looked
Grandy.
It up.
Go ahead,
they
Grandy.
Traded the pick away, and then they later just bought the pick right back.
From the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, there you go.
Yes, there you go. He was right. He got it. He nailed it.
He knew you looked
I'm
it up.
I'm reading, yes.
I'm at least trying to like I'm play along like, with the radio bit here.
I'm not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes.
I could have Googled it too and been Captain Know-It-All, but it's better for the show if I'm the guy in the middle. Fade the difference.
But say it again. You didn't. You could have. But you didn't.
Because it's
What's
better
that right
for
in front
the show.
Of you?
That's a box score.
It's a laptop, Dibs. And it's got Google on there.
Right.
It does. Check it.
No, I get
Type
it.
Type the G. If I bet you if you hit your G, Google will come up. You don't even need to do the O-O-G-L-E. Just a G. Boop. There's Google.
You don't know what my G comes up as, for one.
Anyway.
For two, from now on, I'll just skip ahead to and no, ruin the conversation.
Here's what I'll say, and I'll go back to the point. Any name you want to come up with here, you sound like a moron. Because who of these 12 other people are you going to, like, suddenly take out of the rotation four games in? But if you go name by name, I they all sound bad. But I will tell you, based on the three games that we saw from him and the back problems that are now dogging him for the second year in a row, I'm wondering aloud if Lindy Waters shouldn't eventually, if they shouldn't take a look at him maybe starting to take some of the role that they had carved out for D'Anthony Melton. I know he's barely been here, so I'm not, like, out on him. I don't even know how you could be. But he wasn't off to a terribly great start, and I am concerned that he has the exact same injury already that had him miss so many games last year. And so you wonder if, at minimum, this isn't just the insurance they need for D'Anthony Melton's back.
Well, if D'Anthony Melton's hurt, then you don't really have to worry about taking him out of the rotation because he's going to be injured and out of the rotation. So I'm more interested in which healthy players you'd want to replace, because that's one. And if Melton is healthy and Lindy Waters is healthy and Lindy's actually playing better, fine. That's an easy one. D'Anthony Melton's on a one-year deal, and I should probably Google what his contract is so I don't get it wrong.
Yeah, just hit the G.
Because, you know, God forbid I get a decimal point wrong on his mid-level exception, but he'll be here for one and gone, so you don't necessarily have to marry yourself to D'Anthony Melton.
Is that the case? I think you're right. Yeah, he got the mid-level.
No, I'm right. I didn't have to Google it.
He got the mid-level.
Yeah. I had it.
Although he got more money than the other two did.
Of course.
Yeah.
Who else are you taking out? And I feel like we're heading toward a GP2 portion of the show.
I don't want to take
GP2 out. And he only played, 8 minutes last night?
But he had an effect on the game.
Right.
He really did. His defense is incredible, and they won this game with defense yesterday. So I don't want GP2 to be minimized. I mean, we get to a point where I don't want to use this phrase anymore. It's a good problem to have. No, it's just kind of a problem.
It's a good problem to have when you have three guys who are hurt. And I would bet that going forward throughout the course of the 82, you're going to have at least one guy hurt every game.
Probably.
If not more. You've got Draymond Green, who is a guy who's had a number of different maladies. Steph Curry is already hurt at 36. You already mentioned D'Anthony Melton and a bad back that he came with, and now he's out with the bad back.
Yep.
And Andrew Wiggins is hurt early in the year. I would bet with a team full of, not full of, but a lot of guys who are 28 or older, you're going to have a lot of injuries, and so it is a good problem.
Well, no doubt. You're going to have a lot of injuries, but what happens when you don't? And I'll just say, because there's no way to have a large sample yet, we don't have that yet, we will. I will say, this is the only way I'll phrase it, based on three games of D'Anthony Melton and one game of Lindy Waters, I like Lindy Waters. How about that?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Lindy Waters was terrific last night, and D'Anthony Melton also played in games where they had Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins. So you can look at it a number of different ways. If Lindy is in the rotation with Steph and Wiggins, he probably doesn't get 21 points.
Oh, I would agree with that. But again, I'm basing what I saw last night on much more than his points. I know that he can shoot a three. I don't care if he only scores 8 or 9 points in a basketball game. But if you do have, remember, we asked all these guys the other night, no Steph, no Melton, who brings the ball up? Well, no one threw out Lindy Waters, but he can.
Yeah.
He wasn't just shooting. He was getting the whole group into their offense. He was fantastic. Really in control of an NBA game, which is crazy because he barely plays in NBA games.
Right. And he has played, and it's his fourth year, and he's 27 years old.
Yep.
So we do need to remember that, even though he's new to this team and he hasn't played a ton of NBA basketball, he is 27, and so he's got a lot more real court experience than a lot of younger guys like Pods and Kuminga and Moody and the rest.
Thrive City outside of Chase Center, and it's all brought to you by Xfinity. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. And we're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. Jonathan Kuminga, not benched, but off the bench. We'll get back to that a little bit coming up next. And in 20 minutes, it's Greg Cosell and Dan Dibley. Ding, ding. Round 4 on Willard and Dibs.
Hey, Paul and Dibby.
On 95.7 The Game.
I like that they call it 95.7 The Game. Because we might as well be game show hosts out here today. We're giving away so much stuff.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
You know what I'm saying? Greg Cosell in 15 minutes.
It's on.
In 30 minutes, we will give away a pair of tickets to the Warriors-Nets game next month. In 90 minutes, we're going to do it again.
Yep.
And in 120 minutes... we will open up a window to qualify another person for the trip to Vegas. Two tickets to see the Scorpions March 6th at PH Live, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Two-night hotel stay. Airfare for two. We'll just give you a code word between 5 and 5:30, and then all you have to do is text that keyword to 20357, and you're entered. Many of you did it Monday. Many of you did it Tuesday. You can do it again today, tomorrow, and Friday as well. Text the keyword to 20357. You'll be entered in. It's that simple. That happens between 5 and 5:30. Today. So a lot of people to make happy today.
Yeah, easy to make people happy, and those people coming out here to Chase Center and Thrive City, coming out and see us and, you know, see our beautiful setting. And I know we've got a lot of Pride festivities out here as well. The plaza is resplendent with rainbow balloons and garnishments and a rainbow arch and all the rest of it. It's a great time to be out here at Thrive City.
Can I throw a couple of numbers at you? Because numbers are numbers and numbers are numbers.
Right, except when they're your numbers.
No, I'd like to claim these as my numbers.
Yeah.
Okay? That means they matter. All right? Here we go. First of all, the Warriors lead the league in deflections per game, 26 per game, 104 total so far this year. The next highest total is from the Raptors, who are almost 30 deflections behind the Golden State Warriors. 29 more deflections on defense than the second place team.
Man, that's a lot of deflections.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does that lead to steals? Is there a...
Yes.
Well, I mean, is there a metric that, like, deflections to steals and deflections to being a good defense, or is that just a number?
I mean...
I'm looking for some context, because I've never really thought about deflections as it related to an overall defense.
Here's how I relate to it. Steve Kerr said before the season started, we want to be a much scrappier defensive team. And that's the word that I use when you're deflecting a lot of balls. And I saw it a lot last night. This team plays hard on defense. And they are now not just dependent on one or two, GP2 and Draymond,
yep,
elite defensive players. There's now more out there. Melton's a good defensive player. He wasn't even out there last night. But I thought Waters was fantastic on defense. I think that there's a tone that gets set. I thought Moses Moody had some moments on defense. We know that Kyle Anderson plays hard on the defensive end. There is a tone that has been set with this team to play much harder, and this is where the depth comes into play. You're allowed to play much harder,
yeah,
because you don't have to play 35 minutes.
True, true. And you don't have to play more than 5 minutes or 6 minutes at a time. Certainly. Just looking at the numbers, and I know numbers are numbers, but
they are
12th in the league in steals, but they're second right now early on in points allowed, allowing only 102 a game. Part of that, though, is the reality that they've played a terrible Portland team and a not very good Utah team.
Maybe.
In two of their four, they played against two bad teams.
Well, be careful with that. Like, you're not wrong.
I won't be careful with it. They're bad.
Well, they're bad.
I'll say it with my chest.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you get to just compile stats against them. This Pelicans team went to Portland and played two games. They lost one of them.
Sure.
And they won the other one by two. So, like...
Well, maybe the Pelicans aren't very good either.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're not.
So, and time will tell. And, you know, based on what we saw last night with the Pelicans giving that effort against this Warrior team without Steph Curry, without Andrew Wiggins, you're down two starters. You're down three of your top 12, because it's a 12-man rotation.
13.
And, right, it's 13 now, maybe even more. But, and I know that they were down players as well, but you came in with two or actually all three of your best players, and you got beat by 20? What the hell, New Orleans?
Yep. And now they're down two more of their best players,
correct,
by the way.
Yeah,
we haven't even
tonight.
Mentioned that
yep.
yet, but C.J. McCollum is out. Herb Jones is out. Andrew Wiggins is a question mark tonight, and Tim Roy told us last night that Andrew might play
yep.
in this one tonight, so we still don't know, and we will pass that along as soon as that news comes down.
Jordan Hawkins for the Pelicans, also questionable.
Jeez,
in this one.
My goodness. So they're down at least four of their, probably, what would you say, top seven?
Ten, yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Maybe even top seven or eight
yep,
players.
Yep.
I got another numbers or numbers and numbers and numbers for
I love
you.
It. I love
numbers
it.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Thank you, caller. The Golden State Warriors are averaging 61 points per game from their bench. That is 10 points higher than the second-place team in the NBA. So my message to Jonathan Kuminga, dude, the bench can be cool. Last night, the bench was cool. Don't get swayed by the fact that you don't get your name called by the yelling person at Chase Center before the game starts.
Franco Finn.
Don't get swayed by that. Don't get swayed by the fact that Shams is tweeting benched right below your face.
Right.
don't do that. The bench is cool. The bench can be cool. You got more minutes off the bench than you did as a starter. You got more points off the bench than you did as a starter. The team played better with you off the bench than they did as a starter. And because of the depth of this team, they are going to need and rely on a lot of stuff from their bench. The bench is cool. Be cool.
Well, everyone is, you know, for the most part, off the bench. And if you want to look at what this team has done to start games, they've been bad to start games. With Steph, without Steph, you've dug a hole in, I believe, all four of the games. They've come out and they've trailed. By the time you made your first substitution, you have trailed.
Arguably, your best first quarter was the game you lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even last night, again, so Kuminga doesn't start, and he comes off the bench and has his best night. So for me, the whole thing about starting or off the bench, and I thought about this in the NFL with Jordan Mason, because Jordan Mason was terrific all year, and then you got to a game, and on the first snap from scrimmage, Deebo Samuel, and it happened again this last weekend, Deebo was the starting running back. So Jordan Mason didn't start the game because on the first snap, it was Deebo who was the running back. So the idea about starting gets so overblown. And for Shams and other people to say that Jonathan Kuminga was benched is total nonsense, because when you get benched, that means you don't play. And you don't play for a reason. And usually, it's for discipline or bad play. And this was not Jonathan Kuminga's case.
Right.
He wasn't benched. He came off the bench and played more and scored more. So what are we doing here?
We are at Thrive City getting ready for another Warrior game. It's brought to you by Xfinity. We're taking your calls. Let's go to Theo in the East Bay. Theo, thank you for calling the show. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, man, just listening to your guys' conversation. Love the Warriors so far this year, man. They're doing great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Give props where it's due, man. And, man, Mike Dunleavy, he put a hell of a team together, man. And I know it's been a conversation with how deep this roster is, but that's a good problem to have in my eyes. I mean, I remember a few years ago, it was Draymond Green and a bunch of guys that should have been playing in Spain. So I love the problem that we have, man. I'm sure we'll figure it out. I think this team is set up to play with the best of them. I mean, if we got bigger teams coming in to play against us, we just put TJD in there. And, you know, against a smaller small ball lineup defensively, you just move Draymond back there, and then you just mix and match around the players on the outside. But, you know, with this team right now, I feel like, man, I said it last year, this team is way better than what this team was last year. I know it's not good to talk about old people that were here last year, but him moving on and being with another team, it helped us out. And now we're a way better team for it.
Theo, yeah, Theo, thanks. It's a great call, and I'm glad you brought up Mike Dunleavy. I mean, he has not been the GM of this team for very long, and look what's already sort of on his resume. First of all, his very first draft, he gets two picks. They're both in the starting lineup last night already,
yeah,
Brandon Podziemski and Trayce Jackson-Davis. Then you go into the offseason where there's a lot of pressure to make a big move. He tries, this is what I love, go after the big fish, but then don't blink if the deal is not right. Don't go crazy and overpay because you're desperate. So he doesn't play a desperate game and instead stays patient, pivots, keeps their flexibility, and then, oh, by the way, now it turns out that on draft night, based on last night, he might have pulled another rabbit out of the hat with Lindy Waters.
Might have, and think about what he did with Klay Thompson,
yep,
where he was able to turn Klay Thompson into two players in a six-team sign and trade, which is unprecedented in the association. The fact that he went from Klay to two veterans, and then you got a mid-level guy who's hurt right now, but he's rotational, and Lindy Waters, and maybe draft picks. He's been amazing so far. Hopefully, he can come off his high horse and come down and join us today.
Yeah, well, that would be great. That'd be great. Is he on his high horse?
Nah, not really.
Oh, okay.
He'd be our second tallest guest, though, if he comes on down.
That's true.
He's Zaza, a legit 6'11".
He's just not on the ground floor right now, so maybe he does come down.
Let's
and join
go,
us.
Mike!
We'll see. It is a Warriors Wednesday. They play tonight right here on 95.7 The Game. All of it is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today, and if you want to go to the Warriors game against the Nets on November 25th, we're giving away our first pair of tickets coming up within the next 15 minutes. Don't call now, but get your phone ready and this number, our contest line, please don't call now. You'll lose. But 415-523-4652. That's the number. Have that ready within the next 15 to 20 minutes. We'll do that next. We're brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater, and Greg Cosell jumps in here to break down the NFL and each of its plays and players unlike any other, like he does every week right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
You're good. You're good.
Man.
It's okay.
Man.
Moses. Moses. Who,
my guy, Moses.
He had some moments last night, too. Finished with 17, even though a little bit of it was in garbage time. It's Willard and Dibbs live on the plaza. Out here getting ready for another Warrior game. We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube, so you can take a look at what it looks like. It's pretty cool out here. Twitch.tv/957TheGame. YouTube.com/957TheGame. All powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And we are out here at Thrive City, powered by Xfinity. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You sure?
I love this segment every week because I know what I know, and then I take what I know, and then, like one of those clay pigeons in the skeet shooting yard, it gets shot down.
Yeah.
Sometimes he misses, though.
You know what you know.
Boom.
And that is, you know nothing. Let's find out what we don't know. And then after we're done talking to him, we will know. Out here on the River Islands guest line, it's our weekly visit with the great executive producer of NFL Films, Greg Cosell. Greg, how are we doing this week?
Gentlemen, we got a 49ers win. And Dibs, what do you got this week? You have like 5-6 pages of notes or what?
The usual 2 pages, Greg. And what I do, Greg, is not unlike what you do. I watch the, well, it's different because I actually watch the game as a fan, usually with a couple of cocktails, and then I will rewatch the game and I take notes play by play. I look at formations, I look at scheme, and I look at tendencies, and then I come to you, you riddle my notes with bullets, I cry a little bit, and I try to bounce back the week after.
Well, I think the most important tendency based on what you said is how many cocktails are involved.
Yeah! Yeah, get him, Greg.
Well,
get him.
I'm usually a good 3 technique over the course of a game, but Sunday night football, I do more of a wide 9, Greg.
There you go.
Perfect. All right, Greg. Well, let's start getting all the information that Dibs doesn't know, even though he's watched the game 9 times. Let's start with this, because you last week, I don't even know if you know this. You had a sound clip that we used over and over, because it was a fun word. You said that Ricky Pearsall looked juicy. And then he went out there, and you're really starting to see the 49ers get the dividends of how he looked. So what did you see specifically from Pearsall in this game?
Well, you know, I think as the season goes on, obviously, because gone for the year, that you're going to see him used more and more. He has tremendous location versatility within the formation. He has size. He has movement. You know, he's not a small guy. He's got really good route running traits. When I said juicy, what I meant is he's so smooth and fluid as a route runner. There's an ease to his movement for a guy that's, I think he's over 6'1", or he's right around 6'1". So you're going to see him line up all over. There are snaps he lined up at boundary X, meaning he was the single receiver to the short side of the field on the back side of trips. So he's going to be more involved as the season progresses, for sure.
And is he the kind of receiver who could get involved in some of the actions we saw with Debo? And I saw, Greg, on the film the second time I watched it, a lot more of the quick game from Brock Purdy. Does Ricky Pearsall have those skills to where he can get involved in some of those throws?
Yeah, and look, you saw in the fourth quarter the reverse as well, the orbit reverse. And, you know, I'm not saying he's exactly Debo in terms of what he can do. You know, that probably would take some time. But he has those kinds of traits. He's not as physically powerful as Debo. Few are in terms of, you know, with the ball in his hand. So, therefore, he can be used, as we know, Debo as a runner like that. You wouldn't hand the ball off to Pearsall on normal run plays that you would use for a back, which, of course, Debo can do. But you can see him get the ball on jet sweeps, on orbit reverses. I think he can factor into their offensive game plan that way as more time goes on.
Greg, it was a pretty good game for the 49ers defense, and then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, when it got late, the Cowboys started moving up and down the field, and I think fans had a little bit of head-scratching moment there.
They got all nervous.
Yeah, well, so what did you see? Was there something schematically that changed? What did you see there in the fourth?
Maybe the fans had a few extra cocktails then, too.
Yeah, well, they've been listening to Dibs.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Right. Well, there were a couple of busts in coverage. I mean, both Lamb touchdowns were confusions, assignment confusions. But I would say, and I know it got close at the end, and obviously, you know, it's not acceptable for the coaching staff that there are busts or there's confusion in coverage. But I would say, for the most part, the defense played really, really well. Their front four dominated the Cowboys' O-line. They hardly blitzed in this game. I think they rushed 5 on only 4 of Prescott's 40 dropbacks. And that's sort of been the case through the season. They have the second lowest blitz percentage in the NFL, and that counts rushing 5. You know, a lot of teams have what we call a 4-man zone exchange or sim pressures, where it's a 4-man pass rush. But as far as rushing 5, the Niners don't really do much of that. In this game, they did not. not need to. As I anticipated, they were able to really control both of the offensive tackles for the Cowboys, Steele on the right side, the rookie Guyton on the left side. I thought Elliott had a lot of good snaps in this game on the inside. So they really were able to control the game from a D-line standpoint. I thought they played a good amount of man coverage in this game as well. I think Green helps in that regard. He has tremendous experience as a man coverage player, coming from man-heavy Florida State, where he started for 2 years. And I think one of the things that always stands out to me watching the Niners D, and this goes back 2, 3, 4 years as well, is they, in their zone concepts, they read routes and they pattern match as well as any team in the league. And Fred Warner may well be the best underneath zone defender in the league in terms of his understanding and recognition of routes.
And he almost got a pick there on the last yep. drive that Dallas had. He got his hands on it, couldn't quite pull it in. When you watch the film defensively, what do you see from D'Amador Lenore as far as his ability to be an all-pro type of corner?
Oh, I don't think like that in terms of whether a guy's an all-pro, but he did make a great play on the interception to end the Cowboys' first third-quarter possession. They were in cover three in their nickel, so he was the slot. So when you're the slot and the slot receiver goes outside, that becomes your responsibility, because the number one receiver who's outside the slot receiver, he's the responsibility of the outside corner. So now Lenore did a really good job recognizing Lamb, sinking underneath his route as he took it to the sideline, and he's responsible to match up to Lamb on any route outside the numbers in that coverage, because as I said, the corner is playing the outside receiver. So Lenore did a great job. You know, when I watched that play, that struck me, and I can't remember all the details, but there was a similar interception that Prescott threw against the 49ers. I don't know if it was last year or the year
yep.
before, and it might have been Lenore as well, was it not?
It was. Greg, you're exactly right. It was the same
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, and again, I don't remember all the details of that play. It just looked similar when I was watching the tape, and I said, God, that looked very similar to what I remember.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's a good spot. Greg Cosell, the guru of NFL films, D'Amador Lenore, has been fantastic. I got a broad question, though, for you, Greg. We've now seen 8 49er games. We've seen 7 Cowboys games, and I wonder if the way the Niners actually performed, when you look at the tape in this one, to you felt like the step forward that we're all looking for, or are the Cowboys just so banged up and ineffective that it was more about their downfall as opposed to the opposite?
Well, my guess is the coaching staff, beginning with Kyle, would say they're worried about how they play, and I'm sure they're still looking for more consistency on offense. Obviously, they came out in the third quarter and had 3 consecutive touchdown drives, and Purdy, I believe, was 7 for 7 for over 100 yards in the third quarter. But I think in terms of the way in which they want to play with the quick rhythm, timing, pass game, they started to get a little better in this game than they have been in the last month or so. That's the way they want to play. And I think, as I said, Pearsall will become more involved in that as well. I think that's what they're working toward. You know, I felt in the last month, and I think we discussed that last week or the week before, that there had been too many plays where, for whatever reason, Purdy just was not comfortable, and he ended up holding on to the ball and then moving around. Now, he's got good movement, but that's not the way you want to play. You want to play within the structure of the offense. And when they're at their best, there's a rhythm and there's a timing to their offense in the pass game, and we started to see more of that in this game. So hopefully, I know they have a bye this week, they'll keep working on that, but hopefully that's a stepping stone toward getting back to what we're used to seeing from their pass game.
And I think we did see that in the third quarter, Greg, and you're right
yep.
about Purdy, and you know the first 3 drives were touchdowns. I want to take you to the second one, which was the Kittle 2-yard touchdown where they ran that little rub route. They threw a flag,
rub. They
picked it up, the rub. Your thoughts on the rub at the goal line?
Well, that was just a well-schemed man beater. They knew they were getting man, and so they had Connelly run the natural pick on Wilson, and Kittle, you know, from the slot breaking outside. I mean, that was pitch and catch. That was
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.